creatives have two ways of working. There's beer mode and there's coffee mode. Talk about beer mode first. It's a state of unfocused play where you discover new ideas. It's like that state of childlike wonder. And it's filled with intellectual surprises that are just impossible to predict. You don't know where your mind's going to end up. And on most days, you feel like you wasted time because you just don't make it a breakthrough discovery. But every once in a while, beer mode leads to an intellectual breakthrough that you would have never discovered in coffee mode. And the problem with traditional productivity advice is that it doesn't take beer mode seriously. Standard tropes like turn off the internet when you're right, tune out distractions, and turn towards your goals are all examples of coffee mode thinking. And the seesaw between beer mode and coffee mode, I think of it like breathing or something, where your best ideas emerge when you balance the inhale, the collection of beer mode, with the exhale of coffee mode. Beer mode rewards laughter. Coffee mode rewards action. Beer mode rewards conversation. Coffee mode rewards focus. And when it comes to beer mode and the benefits that it brings, I always think back to the story of penicillin. So it begins with a guy. His name is Alexander Fleming, and he won a Nobel Prize for this discovery. Changed the world. Because it saved somewhere between 80 and 200 million lives. So one day, he's in a state of intellectual wandering, kind of like beer mode, and he sees this petri dish near an open window. So the day before, he had uncovered a petri dish, and it had been contaminated with mold. But now he's looking at the dishes, he notices that the bacteria near the mold was dying. And he isolates the mold, and he identifies it as the penicillin genus. And to his surprise, this penicillin thing, it was effective against a lot of these pathogens which were causing deadly diseases like pneumonia and scarlet fever. And so reflecting on his discovery, Fleming says, and I quote, "I certainly didn't plan to revolutionize all medicine by discovering the first antibiotic or bacteria killer, but I suppose that's exactly what I did." Pretty cool thing to have discovered. And Fleming may have only discovered penicillin because he was open to the world. And maybe if he had seen the moldy dish in coffee mode, it might have looked irrelevant to him. He might have just ignored it. But because he was in beer mode, because he was open, it turned into a clue that led to one of the most important discoveries of the 20th century. And the lessons of Fleming's discovery are hard to implement because I think that as goal-oriented writers, as goal-oriented human beings for that matter, we want to be in control. We hate uncertainty. We try to eliminate unpredictability, both of which are the epitome of beer mode, though, where we actually discover new ideas. But I think that beer mode and coffee mode, they work in tandem. And just as you have to silence the world in coffee mode, you got to open up to it in beer mode. Because our best ideas, they rarely arise when we're busy. They spring to life in aimless contemplation. And in beer mode, you find inspiration. And in coffee mode, you harvest that inspiration. But if you only spend time in coffee mode, if you just get so obsessed with productivity, just zone out the world, type, 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 as if only being in a focused writing state, that's going to be the best way to produce good writing. Well, if you just only spend time in coffee mode like that, you're going to shut yourself off to transformative ideas because the fruits of genius are sown with the seeds of beer mode serendipity.